Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When you look at the scale of the devastation caused by the massive earthquake and tsunami that hit Japan last week, it's hard not to wonder if that kind of natural disaster could happen here in the Northeast. There actually is a history of earthquakes in this part of the country, even though those quakes haven't been as damaging or as dramatic as the one in Japan, or as the one that sometimes hit the West Coast. To find out more about this, we called Dr. Ori Ten Brink, a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Woods Hole. Dr. Ten Brink, there actually has been seismic activity in the greater Boston area in the past. Where and when has that seismic activity been?
There has been seismic activity since colonial time in the 1600s, probably around Cape Ann, and we only know that because most of the damage was in that area, but it was felt in a much larger area around the Boston area.
So that was 400 years ago. Has that seismic activity been relatively quiet ever since then?
In that area, yes, but a little bit farther north toward, you know, Vermont, and of course north of the Canadian border, there has been a lot more activity.
I grew up in Ohio, and I recall once feeling a tremor when I was a kid, but I have never felt a tremor in Boston, and I've lived here for 20 years. Do we get tremors, and I've just missed them?
In the Boston area itself, as far as I can tell, we don't have many tremors, but we have a few tremors sometimes a little bit further offshore. There has been off the Cape, and there have been further south toward New York.
So if there has been seismic activity in the Boston area, but it goes back several hundred years, which is a long time ago in terms of our lifetimes, what's the likelihood that there actually could be an earthquake damaging enough to take down buildings and cause losses of life in the Boston area?
This is a good question and a difficult one, actually, you know, to answer. The recent earthquakes in both Japan and also, you know, New Zealand taught us that we cannot totally rely on the fact that the last earthquakes happened long time ago, or we don't have them even in the human, you know, record, to deduce that there would not be any earthquakes, you know, in the future in this area.
So that actually doesn't sound very reassuring at all. So even though we may not have had a quake in 400 years in the Boston area, you're saying we can't feel fully confident that there couldn't be one coming.
What we do know is, in general, the level of, you know, activity in this area of the country is much lower than in other parts, like in California or, you know, Alaska.
If the probability is at least lower that it would happen here than elsewhere, does that mean that there's also a lower risk of a very damaging earthquake? Would it be more likely be a minor earthquake?
A damage from an earthquake is not only a factor of the magnitude of the earthquake itself, but it's also a factor, first of all, of how close the, you know, earthquake is to the damaged area.
And I imagine it also depends on how prepared a city is for an earthquake.
So that's the second thing. So the second thing is how well the buildings are built. And in the case of, actually, you know, Boston, unfortunately, much of Boston is built on, actually, you know, landfill. And that can, you know, liquefy during an earthquake.
What is the likelihood that a tsunami would hit this coast?
I think the likelihood that the tsunami will hit this coast is fairly low. The most likely source will be a landslide that happens underwater at an area of about 250 miles offshore Boston, in an area known as the Continental Slope. This is the area that separates the very wide and shallow shelf, the shelf is about 100 to 150 meter deep, from the deep ocean.
And what's the likelihood that would have a landslide on the continental slope?
We do not know that. That's precisely what we're studying now. We're trying to study what the probability is of such a landslide. To study this, we have to both, you know, map the landslides, and then we have to date them to find out when they happened. And that's not such a simple process.
So it sounds like you're saying we need to have the best science we can, we need to be prepared, and we need to have our emergency response ready if a natural disaster were to come.
This is correct. And I must say that from my meager knowledge, those kind of steps are being taken.
Dr. Ten Brink, thanks very much for talking with All Things Considered.
Thank you.
Dr. Ori Ten Brink is a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Woods Hole.